guys, it's your girl Ash the Sag, guys, and I am back, guys, for another episode of Talks with Ash. I know you guys are like, where have you been? It's been forever, and it has, and I do have my reasons. However, I'm back, and that's really all that matters, guys. I have missed recording, and I do have episodes that I have recording. However, guys, I've really been in this space where I just feel like, if it's not perfect, if it's not right, if my message can't be delivered the way that I want it to be delivered, then I am not going to produce. I will scrap everything. I will put it on hold. I will set myself, you know, set some time out for myself to just get back into that mode. Podcasting and writing, it's just like writing, because this also is a blog. So I record, my process is that I like to record and then I like to write after I record. That way I can pretty much stay on topic. It kind of just helps me to be more organized when it comes to my writings. But I like to be able to freestyle and talk on the podcast because it definitely gives me the opportunity to talk about everything that I need to cover. And really try to, you know, direct my message in the right way. And that's important to me, guys, because I'm doing this because not only do I like podcasting and I like to be able to, you know, talk to you guys, it's therapeutic for me and others. I just want to thank everybody who listened to the first couple of episodes or the first episode. And then I on YouTube page, there is the first original episode up there. And I want to thank everybody for supporting me. I've had so many people who ask, when are you coming back? When are you going to make a new episode? When are you going to drop? And I'm so happy to be back. I'm in my pink chair. I'm in my creative space. I have my tea, guys. It's late, but I'm going to still push through because I am determined to get this message out. I'm drinking some tea, and it's chamomile tea with honey, and I just put some lemon in there, and I know that may sound weird to you guys, however, it is so delicious when you combine it together. It makes me feel like really relaxed and in a space where I just feel like, oh, okay, all right, this is it. So guys, how have you been? Like, on a scale through 1 through 10, there's so much that's happened since I recorded my first episode. I think I dropped the last episode in August. We're now in November. We've had so much going on. We had the election. How are you guys feeling about that? I just want you guys to know that no matter who's president, we are going to be okay. No matter what. Because I know for me, my direction comes from above. So, from God. So I'm not going to reflect and worry about anything that I can't control. Let's see what else has happened. Mike Tyson fought the other day. That was amazing. I'm such a huge Tyson fan that my birthday is coming up in a couple of days on the 29th. And I'm just excited because I do feel like that was a really good birthday gift for me, even though he didn't win, which I feel is rigged. However, just to be able to experience that, Mike Tyson, when I was younger, Mike Tyson was fighting, I was super young, but it's so amazing to still see him in the ring as an adult. So shout out to Mike, because you are great. But I hope you guys have been doing well. I hope you guys have been taking care of yourself, prioritizing your self-care, prioritizing yourself, not letting anyone and anything get to you, and kicking ass out here, just kicking obstacles ass, guys, and just making sure that you're just living for you, because that's what is most important, living for you, and just taking time to acknowledge that, you know, you're here, and it's gonna be okay. Some days we have days where you just may sit in a funk. I don't know about y'all, these last couple months for me have been, you know, I'm not gonna say rough, but I don't know. Some days you just feel like, I've been feeling energy depleted, very low energy, and I'm practicing on getting I'm doing things to get my energy back up and going, and I do feel a difference. Like today, I actually just took the day to just sit down and relax and not do anything. And I said, I'm going to get up and I'm going to record, because it is important that I do record, because I have so much to say, and I really do miss being here with you guys and giving you guys something to listen to, because Talks with Ash is definitely the podcast, you know, for you. If you're listening, then you know, give your girl a like. There's so much that I want to do with this podcast. I'll talk about that later, because I really want to get into the topic, and it's called You Are Never Late to the Party. And I had to tell myself that, and I had a conversation with my sister the other day, guys, and I honestly was like, you know, for the first part of my life, I lived for others, you know, like, I definitely was somebody who, I was a care provider for my parents, my siblings, you know, I really had to take in the mom role, my parents worked a lot, so I had to do a lot growing up, and often, I feel like I'm a late bloomer when it comes to life sometimes. You know, I'm 33. I'll be 34 soon. And the pressures of life and society, you know, most people feel like when you get a certain age, you're supposed to have kids already. You're supposed to be married. You're supposed to have this. You're supposed to have that. And for me, I feel like it was so important for me to, you know, get married and have children and just be on that journey, that I really was not enjoying the journey of just being Ash and just sitting in the beautiful life that God has given me. Taking a sip. Sitting in that space of just being grateful for all that I have accomplished and all that I've done. And that's why I tell you, you're never late to the party, because I know there's others out there who may feel like, oh, I'm not really where I want to be right now. I'm not really doing what I want to do right now. You know, you might feel like everything around you is happening so slowly. It's not happening fast enough. However, just always remember, you're never late to your own party. It's your party. You are on a journey to become who you're supposed to be. So always remember that. Always remember that, you know, it takes time to get where you need to be in life. And I want everybody to understand the importance of getting on track with yourself and believing in yourself. And not only believing in yourself, but just taking time to say, you know what? It's okay that I don't have my dream job. It's okay that I haven't found the guy of my dreams. It's okay that I don't have kids. Or if you do have kids and you're not married, or, you know, it's okay to just not be exactly where you want to be. Because if you look at how damaging it can be to try to rush these things, like, I know for me, I try to rush situations, and I try to rush, you know, myself into these different responsibilities and roles. And I had to realize that I got burned out pretty quickly, and I got burnt like by friends, by people, by just loved ones, because I really was just trying to be a superhero to others and not really show up for myself. And, you know, I was trying to rush just getting married and falling into the wrong relationships, falling into the wrong situations, just putting up with things that I wouldn't normally have just walked away from and just not, you know, done at all. I kind of tolerated it because, you know, you're on this path and you feel like, I should already have this. I should already be here. And then when you find someone who you think is a glimpse of, or just an ounce of what you may want in a partner, you may rush into that, and it may be wrong. You may be wrong, because what if that person isn't for you? Or what if that situation isn't for you? And you learn as you go that, you know what, maybe I shouldn't be here. I believe in timing, and I believe God controls time, and you're going to always end up where you need to be. However, I do believe that there's ways where we can get set off track. We can be in situations that we have no business really being in. And you pay the price for it every time. There's so many people that I know in my life who, you know, have always told me, take your time. It's okay. You're young. And you hear it all the time, especially from the older women who have been married and who've had kids. They always tell me to take my time. And I'm like, why are they telling me to take my time when they have this already? And you just never know what someone could be going through. You never know how they genuinely feel about their situation or marriage. And I'm not saying they hate their marriage or whatever. I'm just saying we don't know the obstacle that they had to go through. So I feel like I was on a time limit, you know, like I felt like there was, like I had a couple of years left to get it right. And if I didn't, then, you know, everything was just going to fall and crumble. And it's like that all or nothing feeling that they teach you in CBT therapy. And it's like you feel like if things don't happen right then and right now or on a spot, certain time, that everything that you've ever worked for, everything that you've ever accomplished, everything that you've ever wanted either will crumble, it will not happen. You know, like you just start to feel really discouraged. And I have to realize that I'm not on my own time. I'm on God's time. He gives us 24 hours in a day, but yet that's by grace that we get that. So every step that I take now, I realize God is ordering my steps, you know, and I have to stay in that mood, because if I don't, I get sidetracked and I feel like, you know, I'm being rushed again. As a single woman with no children, you get asked all the time, when are you going to have children? And I'd be wanting to tell people, guys, I don't know. Having children is one of the biggest goals of mine. So, you know, I really love the fact that, you know, of being a parent one day. And I know it's going to happen. And I remember myself just feeling frustrated because it wasn't happening for me. And I'm like, well, what's wrong with me? You know, I'm at the doctor. I'm making sure I'm all right. And my doctor even told me, like, girl, you need to calm down. It's going to happen. It's okay. Stress can definitely stop you from having it. I'm like, you know what? I realized God didn't allow it to happen because I wasn't in line with the right people, you know? And I know I come from greatness. I'm something great. So anything that's going to come from me is going to be even greater. So this thing has to cook a little while longer. And that's okay. I'm going to let it cook. I'm going to let it, you know, marinate and whatever. I'm going to just take my time and just enjoy life and sit in the now instead of the future. We so worried about the future. And I know this election got everybody stressed out. Because I've seen so many people posting outrageous things about what's going to happen in the next 4 years and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, y'all need to calm down. Because what's going to happen, it's going to happen. But you got to have a little faith, more faith to know that you're going to be all right, you know. You're going to be just fine. Yeah, you're not. It may not be the perfect situation. However, you're here. And you still have the opportunity to fix it. I wish that we were taught in the Black community especially, or women in general. And this election was so important for women because there were so many things on the bill that women really, you know, needed to come. And they needed to come through for women this year. And you realize as a woman, the pressure that we have on us, because you feel like if you are a mother, if you are a wife, you have so many roles that you play. Or if you're just single, we're taught to get a grow up. We're taught to have kids. We're taught to get married. And that's supposed to be the American dream for us. We're really not taught, and I'm not going to say everybody, to go to college and to enjoy life and to take care of ourselves. We're taught to depend on a man for our needs. And I know I feel like that's a generational thing that needs to be broken down, because we have to think about in a time where our grandparents were younger, you know, women didn't have much say, especially back in the early stages of, let's see, my grandmother was 91 when she passed, so 30s, 20s, super, you know, older. Old. I'm not saying my grandma was old, but it was a blessing to have her for that long. However, you guys get what I'm saying. Like, times were different. So women heavily relied on men because they didn't have a voice. They didn't have a say. You know, women were homemakers and women cooked and cleaned, but women weren't really out there, you know, bringing home the bacon. Now we're in a society where women are bringing home the bacon. Women are out earning men. And this is not to bash men because I love men. Women are really out here, especially black women. It's different for us. It's a different type of dynamic. So we want those things. But I think the pressures of how we were taught comes into play when we see that I'm working X, Y, and Z. Like me, I have a great career. I have this, I have that. But yeah, I don't have anyone to share it with. And I wish I was taught to appreciate just being me. You know what I'm saying? Just being me and just understanding that it's okay to just be you. And you don't have to have the goal of one day doing this. And if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. I'm not saying it won't, because I know it will. However, enjoy the process. Enjoy the process of dating and getting to know others and not rushing anything. And enjoy the process of not having kids right now, because one day you will. And there's no going back once you do. I have a goddaughter who I love so much, and God put her in my life. And I just enjoy every moment with her, because it's like she even was teaching me some things. Like last week we did a self-care night. And she was just, it's so important to just take care of yourself. And she was just, come on, Godmom, we need to do facials, we need to do this. And I was like, you know what, I needed this time, because she was reminding me how I wasn't taking care of myself in that manner. You know, like, I missed doing those things. I used to do those things. And now I'm getting back to it. So this week I've just been, you know, doing my makeup, doing my hair, just changing it up, making myself feel just absolutely stunning and gorgeous. Being asked, getting back to that, and enjoying the process and not being on this time limit, you know, and realize I'm not late to the party. You know, I'm not late to the party. I'm going to get there. It may take me a little longer to get there. Hell, I may not get there today or tomorrow, but I'm going to stop worrying about when I get there, because I am. It's like being on a road trip and you fall asleep and you're like, you have like 10 hours to get there, and you every hour you wake up like, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? And no. And then finally you're there. And it is, that's how it feels. We have to start enjoying the now. We have to stop putting so much pressure on ourselves and feeling like, you know, we're late. It's never too late. You can be 100 years old and still have goals. Who's to say that just because this isn't happening right now, or you are a certain age, or you don't have it right now, and it doesn't look like what it's supposed to look like, that it's not going to happen? It's not true, you know? And it's not just about manifesting things. It's believing that it's going to happen for me. You know, like, why wouldn't it? Oh, it's a number. I remember. I wake up every day now. I'm like, I'm that girl. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't it happen for you? Who wouldn't want to be a part of your world? Who wouldn't want to? You know, like, just who wouldn't? You're that girl. And you know it, and others know it. So I walk with my head high, knowing that I am that girl, and knowing that, hey, whatever. I may not have this going on, but I got that going on. And I'm going to work it, and I'm going to use it. And I'm going to run with it. The other day I was doing my makeup, and I was trying something new, and I was like, oh Lord, I hate when I try new things, but I'm really learning to get out of the way of doing things the same way all the time. sometimes it's okay. You know, I'm learning it's okay to do things differently, because my way may not always be the best way. There may be some times where I may need to do things. It might take an extra couple of minutes to do this and doing that. And I think getting older, you develop patience and you learn that, you know, things take time. And I did my face a different way and it came out great, but I was scared of the process. I was terrified, 'cause I'm like, I was going out and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to look like a clown if I don't get this right. And I just sat there and said, calm down. When have you ever fucked up your face? For one. For two, if you do mess it up, you can always fix it. And it turned out beautifully. Because I believed that, you know, it was going to happen. And I knew it was going to happen. So with that being said, I don't want this to be a long episode, because this is my first episode back and I feel like I've kind of hit on everything I wanted to hit on. But I hope that you guys realize that you're never late to the party. You're always going to be on time when it comes into your life. God is an on-time God. He will not ever stare you wrong. He will always put you where you need to be. Even when you feel like you may not be going anywhere and stagnant. Enjoy the process. Enjoy getting there. Pay attention to the now versus the later. You get what I'm saying? Let's live in the moment. We don't live in the moment enough, and we don't cherish time with ourselves enough. Because once you lose yourself, you really miss who you used to be. And you can never go back to who you used to be. You can only just grow and get better. You're like fine wine. You only age and you only get better. So if you have a goal, if you have anything that you want out of life and you feel like you're not there yet, please understand that it will come. It will come. It has to come. But also enjoy getting there. Be patient with yourself. Love on yourself. And most of all, take care of yourself. Because that is the most important thing that you can do. Take care of yourself, and I think everything else will happen. Everything will fall into place. So guys, I'm going to be out. I like to leave you guys with a message of the day. And I think I'm going to just leave it at, if I don't prioritize myself, then who else will? And then also, I like my title, you're never late to the party, especially when you're the host, especially when you are the life of the party. It's your party. You done threw the party. And now, guess what? It's time for you to go into the party. And the party is life. But enjoy life. Every day is a new journey that you embark on and that you have the opportunity to do things differently. And who's to say it won't come, you know, when you want it? Hell, some people luck up and just things just happen for them. Others have things to wait for. But while you're waiting, have fun. So until next time, guys, I'm going to be out. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys go read the blog at talkswithashthesage.blog or something like that. I'm going to drop it in the chat, or actually in the episode link notes, so everybody can go read the blog. And if you have not caught up and listened to the first episode, I'm going to make sure that all the links are in there so you guys can just go to the first episode. I am definitely going to be more consistent when it comes to doing this podcast. I am going to drop another episode probably next week, because I want to do something before my birthday. And I have a couple of things that I've been working on. So I hope you guys, you know, like what I have, and I look forward to sharing more with you guys. Until next time, I'm out.